Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4401.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I had a computer professor in college who I always thought was a really good teacher. I got him freshman year, and he was very well-rounded and respected him very much. And years later, I found I was helping him move from one office to another, and I had him for an introductory class where it wasn't extremely advanced. I was helping him move from one office to another, and I'm taking all the books off the shelf, and I noticed like 6 to 7 textbooks all had his name on them that he wrote. So it was someone that I already really respected from just going to college as a freshman and feeling welcome, and then later understanding, hey, this guy was really legit, and no wonder why you liked him early on. He was actually like super professional.
What do you aspire to be?
I guess I don't really aspire to be anyone but myself, just a responsible adult that takes care of oneself and their family.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm a pretty well-rounded person. I've had a lot of life experiences that I think I'm able to take in when I'm thinking about things. And I try to always stay objective and very fair. So I would really consider myself just well-rounded and a fair, moral person.
How did you develop that attribute of being fair and also well-rounded person?
I just always try to do a lot of things. Like, whenever I'm invited to something, I'll always say yes, you know, as long as I don't have something else already planned. So I never shelter myself from opportunities. So the more I figure I get out there and experience life, the more I can formulate my own opinions about things and, you know, use that to my advantage.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My parents always really taught me just to be honest. That was a big thing in my household. If you were going to go out and do something, they wanted to know the truth of where you were going. It wasn't really built on lies. There was really no deceit. And that really worked well growing up. I got a lot of responsibility at a very young age because the more responsibility they gave me, and then I was able to do well with that, they would give me more responsibility, and then that helped me grow and mature a little bit sooner. So as I got older and became an adult, I think I was a little bit ahead of some other people around the same age because of that. Going to college as a freshman wasn't like a mind-blowing experience for me. I think I was already well prepared for that from the level of responsibility that I had going into it. And for my family, that's kind of the same types of things that I'm going to want to teach them and, you know, have that relationship based on trust and responsibility.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your own family.
Well, right now, my family is just my wife and myself. I do have a child on the way, so that's going to change a little bit. Previous to her getting pregnant, I mean, we spent a lot of time going out, socializing around our friends, entertaining people at our house. Obviously, in the last 9 months, things have gotten a little bit more intense. We're a little bit more focused on getting things prepared, doing things like that. I don't want to necessarily say settling down, but, you know, taking it easy a little bit more in certain senses. So I'm ready for the next part of life, which is probably going to be, you know, spending time teaching. And I'm looking forward to that.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I played a lot of roller hockey. That was probably the activity that I did day in and day out. You could typically find my group out in the street with skates on. It was like after school at 3 o'clock, skates were on. They were on until 9 o'clock or dinner time at night. I spent a lot of summers at a lake house. We would go up for long weekends, pretty much every weekend or every other weekend. I remember a lot of times from there and spent a lot of time swimming and just playing in the woods and rope swings and things like that.
Tell me about the most cherished gift you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why it was so special.
Not too long ago, I got PlayStation 3. I know it's not really a sentimental gift, an electronic device, but my wife gave that to me the first year that we moved into our house, so it was only a few months after, starting a mortgage and having a whole new set of bills that we were never used to. PlayStation 3 at that time was a pretty expensive device. I really know that it took her a while to save up to get that so that, you know, we don't fall behind save up and get that. So on Christmas, when I got to open that, I was really happy with that because I wasn't expecting, you know, something of that caliber after we had just, you know, purchased the house together, things like that. Needless to say, my gift fell a little short that year.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
Back to, you know, moving into college thing, I went to college within the city I'm from, so I did not have to move across country or anything like that. My parents were fully prepared to take off of work and assist me in the move, but I didn't want that. I felt like this was my adult thing to do, and it was time for the next phase of my life, so I just asked to borrow the van and made a couple of trips, packed everything up myself, moved everything in myself, and then once everything was in, I was settled and things like that, the next day, then I felt that I could have my parents over and, you know, show them, you know, what I had set up and things like that. And to me, that was just a level of respect for myself that I was able to do that, and then they could come down and see, oh, look, you know, he achieved this and did this all on his own.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd probably really like to just be sitting on a beach and hanging out in a hammock and playing volleyball or something like that.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of it?
I guess the difficult part was going from living in an apartment with my wife and then buying a house and moving in together. At a young age, I was able to do that, you know, so you have a lot of pressure with work, you know, making sure that you can hold on to your job, even though you're about to step into a mortgage, and then, you know, starting that whole next phase in life. So it was definitely difficult. It had a lot of thought that went into it. In the end, it all worked out, which was great, but it was definitely a tough time, so lots of late-night conversations.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I guess I wouldn't really say when I'm a kid. I still have a favorite board game. It's called Cranium. It's pretty much the best game you could ever play. It's a board game, but it involves different things like acting. There's charades. You build things out of clay. It's a game that we typically pull out around Christmas time every year with the family.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I don't know how crazy it is, but I was definitely the most scared. We went zip lining and rappelling into a cave. The zip lining part was a little bit different than some places when you go zip lining, where typically you just get hoisted up and then you're down the mountainside. This was, you actually had to climb huge towers that were hundreds of feet in the air and then zip line from one tower to another. I was almost about to chicken out from that, which is not something typical for me, but my wife had done it first and I figured I couldn't allow that to happen. I did it.
Do you have a favorite book or movie, and what is it?
My favorite book sounds a little immature, but it was definitely a good book. I read a lot. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, which was the fourth book in the installment in the series. Favorite movie, I'd have to say, is V for Vendetta, which was also a graphic novel, which is another book I read.
What's your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner is probably going to a raw bar, where you can get a lot of different kinds of raw seafood. I enjoy that. You get different kinds of mussels and clams and works. You can really rack up a huge tab doing that, but it's definitely worth it.
So why did you choose your current career?
Through college, I was an information science major, which is kind of an open computer degree where you can go a lot of different avenues where you can get into database type of stuff. I focused more on human-centered computing, which is a little bit more people and computer interaction. I was able to get a job as a consultant, which means I work with the software product that my company has, and I train people on how to use that.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be, and why?
I always wanted to be a movie director. It's kind of a pie-in-the-sky dream, and that's really why I never went with that. The reason why I always wanted to do that is in high school, we had a class called media class where we were able to film commercials and do different things for the school. Probably one of my favorite classes in high school. It wasn't elective.
Do you consider yourself a good leader?
I'm a pretty good leader, I guess, at work. In my home life, I don't try to lead, you know, in that sense. a lot of times my group of friends will look to me for direction because I have good organizational skills. So if we're organizing an event or something like that, I end up being the one that puts it together. I wouldn't really call that a leader, but more of the organizer. At work, I'm definitely in a leadership type role.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening with your wife.
Neither my wife nor I are really the romantic type. We just enjoy spending time together. From a romantic perspective, it's just alone time that we're doing something that we both enjoy, which would typically involve us both cooking together and then enjoy the meal, and then typically we'll listen to music and hang out and things like that.
What do you love most about your wife?
I guess I'd say I love that she loves me. I think that I'm a good person, but I mean, anybody can be very difficult to deal with sometimes. So the fact that you have someone else that's willing to put up with you, or not put up with you, but be around you all the time, that's what I love. We have that respect for one another, and we don't ever try to escape from one another. We're generally always together and look forward to going somewhere together. I don't try to ever get out.
So why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
I actually started looking into it several days after my wife found out that she was pregnant. You know, I felt really happy, and then I started thinking, hey, this might not have worked out that way. You know, what if it would have been the alternative, and she was not able to get pregnant? And I thought maybe I could help other people out, you know, because I feel very lucky that it happened so easily that I could help others in that same way. And that's how I kind of looked into the program, and my wife gave me the go-ahead. You know, she had no problems with it at all. She says, I know this is something that would probably make you happy, and that's why I rolled with it.
Is there a message you'd like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I always recommend people have patience. If you wait and you're patient for things, the good things will come to you. You don't want to rush things. Be patient and always keep your head up and stay positive. And I find that things tend to work out.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4401.